This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in. It is Four Nations Face-Off Thursday. Who's excited? I mean it. This is a rare thing in the world of sports, Rico. A game everyone's watching. It doesn't involve a Detroit team.
Yeah.
There are people who don't even know hockey exists. They're watching tonight. They are going to do a massive TV number.
Yeah. They're going to get that fringe fan that only watches the Super Bowl. Or, yeah, because this game's going to have that feel of a Game 7, winner take all, bragging rights on the line.
This will be a national crisis in Canada. If they lose, again, I can't wait. And this also, by the way, this shows you the NHL has something here. Do you know the three most wagered on hockey games this season are Four Nations Faceoff, including tonight?
Yeah.
And here's the problem.
I saw it won't be around for a while.
No, money is pouring in on America. We're in trouble. I want to ask people, though. I just want to go right to the lead with it. We're going to get to a Lions topic at 3. But, I mean, you're watching. I'm watching. I don't know who's not watching this tonight. And I don't even care if you like hockey. You don't even have to fully understand the rules. This is a rare sporting event where the two teams don't like each other. It's real. The players are going to give you everything they have. And it's not a Lions game. Mm-hmm. And yet everyone is tuning in tonight. Part of me, oh my God, if the USA beats Canada at their own game, ay, 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 after bullying them the other night, and then Canada tonight, Canada's going to bring you everything they got. But I
could just see the Coast Guard going up and down the Detroit River with her flag, just with a boat. Giant, yeah, blasting that.
But let's get into it here, because look, this is must-see TV. If you disagree, I need a reason why. But for me, look, I enjoy watching stuff like this. Because are there people actually invested? Of course there are. But this really is about Canada's got a lot more to lose. This is like a national emergency if they lose to the United States in any international tournament. We talked earlier. Dylan Larkin's goal, it's one of the two or three biggest goals in the history of USA hockey. It rivals the Miracle on Ice because when Zach Parise scored to bring it to OT, they still lost to Canada. So it just, I'm into it. It's February 20th. We have nothing else. We have a league, the NBA, that doesn't care about even going to work. No one cares about the NHL. Football's dead and baseball hasn't started yet. You know what? If you're not watching tonight, when's the next must-see event for you? I could argue it would be the Lions opener.
Tigers opener.
Okay.
Well, I got you. Yeah, that's a while away.
Sure. I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. David, are you... Now, here's my question. Are the kids locked in on this? Is this a family thing tonight?
No, it's just a me thing.
They're not even going to watch?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Raising some little communists.
I've tried. I really did on Saturday. I tried. It was good Saturday, but I don't think it's going to last today. So it's just me watching. I'm anticipating this game. Can't wait for it.
I'm worried.
I am too.
Too much money on USA?
I'm just very worried that Canada is going to turn into like Leviathan. This is going to be a bit of a problem tonight. Now we have the advantage with Hellebuck. So we've got the best goalie on the planet. We got a goalie somebody. But I'm hoping for fights. I'm hoping for violence.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the
you
fight.
You shut your face and let me live the fantasy. Damn you. You know what you are? You're Debbie Downer. You're the character from Saturday Night Live.
Because I said I don't think it's going to be fights.
I want... it's Rico.
How is that
close
Debbie
up.
Downer?
You know no, what? I want 17 fights tonight.
I'll see you guys tomorrow at 2.
Come on. Tell me more. There's going to be violence tonight. I want NHL 94 where you can make players' heads bleed.
I think that was Saturday.
Hanson, the Hanson brothers. Let's get after it. What is going to happen tonight? Is it going to live up to the hype? Will it be a Canadian revenge spot demolition? Will the game lay an egg? There's so many angles to it. And guys, listen, name for me the last time there was a non-Detroit must-see event. And don't say the Super Bowl. Plenty of you people were like, I can't bear to watch. Even one of your heroes, Alex Anzalone, said he was watching Beauty and the Beast. So what is the last time that everyone universally was going to tune into something that had nothing to do with us?
That's a great question, Mike. Too bad you kicked me out.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I look at this game as tonight, it's really who gets that second goal first. I think that's the team that wins. I think it's going to be very tight. I think it's going to be a game where you don't want to give the other team an advantage. That's why I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I don't think you're going to see the fights because you don't want...
did it again, David.
You want... because both are trying to win. I don't want to give the other team an advantage for doing something stupid. Just so everybody like, yeah! But we lost. But yeah, did you see that fight?
Right off the top. Right on the opening faceoff. Let's run it back. Come on. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from the people on it. We're going to talk about this a couple times today. We got a great Lions topic for you. I think it's interesting. I think it's debate worthy. Some of you will be upset because you can't handle even the lightest criticism about your team. But we're going to do it. It's going to be something I'm looking forward to at 3. But I mean, again, tonight versus tomorrow night, Michigan State, it's not even close. From a TV number, from an amount of people tuning in, college basketball will not approach this. Now, locally, you want to tell me Michigan State does a big number tomorrow night? Maybe.
Probably.
Problem is Friday night. That's a horrible night for a college basketball game. Not horrible for you. No, I'm saying horrible for humans.
No, I'm just saying. But if it's an event, Mike, I think people would watch it regardless. If it's a big enough event, doesn't matter today.
David, early reviews coming in on Team America tonight.
It's a family event. My 11-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter are dialed in. That is from Tom. Someone says, usually only care about college football and hoops, but I'm on the very fringe of the hockey watcher, and you guys got me on. I'm hyped for tonight's game. Someone simply texts, America. That's it. That's all we need.
I'm telling you, if they were smart, they'd have alternate jerseys on tonight where it just said America. Bald eagle, machine gun, and maybe some stars and stripes trunks like Carl Weathers in Rocky IV.
Well, this person's not American. I have to work tomorrow early on, 3:30 in the morning. I got to get up, so I'm not watching.
Respect.
No, un-American.
No, it's not. Dude,
that's called being responsible.
I'm messing with him.
That man needs his sleep. You kidding me? I'll tell you what. You want to say that? You go wake him up at 3:30.
I'm messing with him. I know. I need to know
what he does for work because I may need him alert.
That's very true. Very true. That's fair. That's a fair statement. Someone says the Tyson fight was the last must-see.
No way.
Must be the fight, actually, not the one that we just had, right?
Oh, what a waste of time that was. See, that's my fear tonight, too, though. Not about the violence. Don't you dare. I'm saying the game. The game is so hyped. It's so anticipated.
Can't live up to it.
Does the game just lay an egg? That's my fear.
I'm trying to think. It's like if Kenny was here, I would ask him, like, is one of those WrestleManias, like an event that everybody watched? That
Where's Kenny? Oh, wait.
He's in Boston.
Let me see his bloated head on TV and see what happens.
What if he's wearing America shirt?
I don't care.
No way. Someone says, I actually think the pressure is on the United States tonight. If we lose, the win on Saturday means nothing. Nobody would have cared about the round robin win if you lose in the final.
But the pressure on Canada, if they get swept by the United States, lose in the title game, lose back-to-back.
Lose at their sport.
Pressure's equal.
Now, I think there's still more pressure on Canada. United States, really, we've already beaten you. If we lose, let's be real, most people forget about this.
No.
But if the United States wins, you'll never hear the end of this. Because if Canada wins and they're like, yeah, we beat you in the... Okay, yeah. And you blow it off, brush it off. United States wins, every Canadian person you know for Christmas and for Boxing Day and for whatever holidays that they have, they will get cards from all of their U.S. relatives and friends saying, oh, by the way, we beat you. Not once, but twice.
David?
Puck dropped the...
You try it again.
Who's going to do this?
Hooked on Phonics. Worked for me.
Kachuk brothers will be throwing down again. Set the tone early.
Yes. McDavid launched into orbit again.
Please.
Yes.
That would make my
Somebody
night.
Take a run at a goalie. Yes.
Yeah, the goalies fight. That'd be nice tonight.
All of it.
Oh, yeah. I played NHL hockey, the video game when I was little. Just to fight. I'm all in tonight. USA.
They owe us a fight tonight. Mm-hmm. Another one.
Yep.
Guys, are you locked in on Four Nations tonight? And what's the last time you were this amped for a non-Detroit sports event? I mean, you can't say the Super Bowl. I spent 2 weeks listening to how you didn't care. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the phone calls next. Plus, it's a Thursday night. Like, this is perfect timing. You get Michigan State tomorrow night. Like, this is a very nice little respite from the void. You get a couple of games worth watching. They're going to be in short supply. No disrespect to Red Wing or Piston fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.